E! News, I'm Ben Thomas. The special grand jury that investigated efforts by then-President Trump and his allies to overturn his 2020 election loss in Georgia says it believes one or more witnesses lied. Ed Donahue has the story.
The grand jury didn't say who was lying, but recommends Fulton County DA Fani Willis should file charges. Former President Trump never testified before the special grand jury, meaning he is not among those who could have perjured themselves. Willis has said since the beginning of the investigation 2 years ago, she was interested in a phone call Donald Trump made to Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger.
I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have.
On his social media platform, Truth Social, the former president said the report's release has given him total exoneration, but portions having to do with recommended charges are still secret. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Biden today spoke about the suspected Chinese spy balloon that crossed the country before U.S. fighter jets shot it down.
I expect to be speaking with President Xi, and I hope we're going to get to the bottom of this, but I make no apologies for taking down that balloon.
Of three other unidentified aerial objects shot down,
nothing right now suggests they were related to China's spy balloon program or that they were surveillance vehicles from any other country.
The president has directed an interagency team to develop sharper rules to track and monitor such objects. Biden had a routine medical checkup today, declared healthy, vigorous, and fit to handle his responsibilities. The head of the Environmental Protection Agency has gotten a firsthand look at the scene of a freight train derailment in Ohio. It was carrying toxic chemicals that spilled or were burned off, leaving a stench of fresh paint still in the air 2 weeks later. Meantime, emergency crews are responding to a freight train derailment near Detroit. No injuries reported, and police say no evidence hazardous materials were exposed. This is AP News. The latest inflation news disappointed Wall Street. Lisa Dwyer has a look.
Stocks fell by the most in 4 weeks following more evidence that high inflation is staying stickier than expected. The S&P dropped 1.4% after a report said inflation at the wholesale level slowed by less last month than economists had forecast. It echoed a report on prices at the consumer level from earlier this week that suggested inflation isn't cooling as quickly and as smoothly as hoped. The Dow was down 431 points, or 1.3%, while the Nasdaq dropped 1.8%. Stocks have been churning recently as worries about persistently high inflation could push the Federal Reserve to get even more aggressive on interest rates. While higher rates can drive down inflation, it can also put pressure on investment prices and raise the risk of a serious recession. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Claims for unemployment benefits fell again last week, and mortgage rates continue higher, 6.32% for a 30-year, says Freddie Mac. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.